Hey everyone, we've had such a tremendous response of questions and comments about our series on moral principles that this Wednesday, August 7th, Dr. Troy Hinkle will once again be going live on our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, from 6 to 7 p.m. Central. Just open the app and you'll get a notification to click when we go live. Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Now, why do so many people think the very idea of God is boring? Maybe it's because they've been given the wrong image of God. On the one hand, some people think of God as a God of wrath. This is a God power, commandments, rules, and punishments. A God who will throw you into an eternal torture chamber unless you follow whatever arbitrary rules he dreams up. That's a God who inspires fear, but not love. It's not an attractive God. If that God didn't exist, you'd be relieved. And if he did exist, you'd prefer not to think about it. But on the other side of the spectrum, people have this idea of the buddy Jesus. He's kind and generous and supportive and merciful, and he makes you feel good about yourself. That's a God who inspires love, but not fear. Like a kid's stuffed animal or a security blanket, it's warm and comforting, but eventually you outgrow it. And a lot of people, when they get to high school or college, they think they've outgrown their faith when all they've actually done is outgrow the buddy Jesus, who isn't real anyway. So both of these are wrong, the God of wrath and the buddy Jesus. It's definitely not the Jesus we meet in the Transfiguration. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on Mount Tabor, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, light streaming from his body. And the disciples fell on their faces and were filled with awe. So we see by Peter's reaction that the real God is very different. He is a God who inspires both fear and love. Remember what Peter says, "Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly afraid. Peter is terrified by the awesome majesty of Jesus in his glory, but he doesn't want to leave. The true God will terrify you when you meet him, and he'll also fill you with a consuming desire to stay with him forever. He is, in the famous phrase, a mystery that frightens but attracts. And this is the God we will all meet one day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the real God is infinitely more than a God of wrath or just a special friend. He is overwhelmingly awesome. He's a person who built and controls the universe. He is all-powerful. He can do anything. He is all-knowing. But he is also all-merciful and all-forgiving. He loves galaxies into existence, and he died for you in particular. So what will it be like when you come into the presence of that God? Well, can you remember the tallest person you ever stood next to? Some of us have stood next to people who make us feel small by comparison. And those people are maybe just a little more than a foot taller than we are. Now imagine how it would feel to talk to someone as big as a house. Now someone bigger than a skyscraper, bigger than the earth, bigger than the sun, bigger than the solar systems or galaxies or galaxy clusters. Someone bigger than the universe. Imagine you could meet someone that big, and when you approached him, he looked at you and knew everything about you. Imagine how intimidating, honestly, how terrifying that would be. How intimidating and terrifying that will be, because it's going to happen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But then imagine, as you're cowering before this supreme, infinite person staring straight at you in all your cosmic tininess, imagine that he smiles and says, I love you. I'm glad you exist. I died for you. Talk about the ultimate validation. You know you belong in the universe when God says that you belong there. There is a large mosaic in the Church of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor, depicting Jesus surrounded by Peter, James, John, Moses, and Elijah. And under it are the words spoken by the Father at that moment. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. Did you catch that? In whom I delight. These were the Father's words about his Son Jesus. Now I was sitting on the shore of the Sea of Galilee at Capernaum, where Jesus took a little child and put his arms around him and said the kingdom of heaven belongs to him. Imagine what that child felt when God wrapped his arms around him and looked into his eyes. Well, you are a beloved son or daughter of God, and he not only died for you, but he delights in you. Now, we tend to like people who like us, and we tend to love people who love us. How could you not love this infinite being who has noticed you, has delighted in you, has loved you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Peter on Mount Tabor in the Transfiguration actually shows us the proper response to God, that it's both fear, or maybe we should say awe, and love. But then how can we cultivate those same responses now so that we can prepare for our meeting with him later? Well, first of all, we cultivate awe by being reverent toward God. We shouldn't act like God's not a big deal, and we shouldn't talk like God's not a big deal. Being reverent means acting like we take God seriously. So we shouldn't use OMG in our speech, and we shouldn't treat God like he's just a verbal trick for expressing mild surprise. And when we ask for stuff, remember, he's in charge. And when you approach him in communion at Mass, remember that it's only by a miracle of grace that you're not instantly disintegrated by touching the energy source of all being and time. You're taking your life in your hands. So don't act like you're just holding out your hand to a cashier waiting for your change when you go to receive communion. And we cultivate love for God by trying to be generous to him. Charity means making it about him, not about ourselves. So we shouldn't treat God as something to meet our spiritual needs, as someone to occasionally lobby for something you want. God is a person who loves you, who has been generous to you. And any decent person would want to give back to show their gratitude and appreciation. And how can we do that? By spending time with him, thanking him, and praising him, and being generous with our time with him. He's shown his love for us. Now it's time for us to show our love to him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation on the Transfiguration? You've been to Mount Tabor.
Yeah. And actually, the last time we went there, it was potentially the most impactful meditation I experienced on that trip. I don't know why it hit me so differently that second round, because I'd gone when I was younger. But this meditation, I felt like there were so many different points that really struck me that it's hard to string it together. Starting with the first one, these two different versions of Christ, I was really reflecting on the example of Christ for us and what that means for us and how we imitate him. Because I think as a friend to others, we tend to fall into one of two camps, being either overly corrective, how can I fix you? How can I be the stern person in this relationship, like a teacher, or just letting everything slide? And that's not how Christ is to us, and it's not how we're supposed to be to others. So I was kind of stuck on that for a while, as far as who we're supposed to be in imitation of Christ. Also, though, taking into account the fact that when it comes to Christ and his ability to put his foot down and what he actually wants for us, we're not Christ to others in that sense, because we're not the ultimate authority. So that's a harder line for us to walk in humility, because you need to put your foot down, but also know that you're not the ultimate authority. So you need to be more willing to have an open conversation, which I know is so tangential, but that's what caught me.
No, I don't think it's a tangent at all. These two aspects, a God to be feared, meaning a God in whose presence we should have awe.
Mm-hmm.
And it should make us realize he's God, we're not. But then also a God of love. I think you're onto something here, because these are aspects of Christ that we can imitate in this sense. With everyone, we should have two kinds of love.
Mm-hmm.
An unconditional love and a demanding love.
Yeah.
And this is precisely what Jesus shows, for example, with the woman that's caught in adultery.
Mm-hmm.
She's thrown before him to be judged, and he says to her, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says to her, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
So we should accept and love everyone in our life unconditionally, which means you don't have to do anything in my eyes to have value.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you your value.
Yeah.
You can't even earn your value.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you do, I'm always going to see you as valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know who does that the best? Moms.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason we have the unfortunate phrase, a face that only a mother could love.
Exactly. Moms are especially good at this unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the rest of love. The demanding love,
mm-hmm.
where I love you unconditionally, I accept you unconditionally, but I don't want you to just stay this way.
I want you to do better.
I want you to reach your full potential.
I there's almost like a thread I can see here that will be difficult to connect, but I feel like this does play into the sense of awe that we're talking about, where we expect more and more greatness out of people because we're made in the image of God. And that takes first understanding how limitless his greatness is. And that's what this meditation is so striking for.
Mm-hmm.
I love that image of scale.
Yeah.
Take what you understand about the greatness of God, amplify it. Amplify it again and again and again. And then also that person loves and adores you despite your smallness.
Yeah.
And the greatness of that. I was thinking about that in its own right, because think about meeting your hero or your celebrity and how crazy that would be. And a lot of people don't know how they'd really react, and they're surprised about how they actually do react when they're presented that situation.
But you've experienced that.
I've experienced it a lot. Luckily,
with bands.
With music. It's beautiful going to small bands because you do have more opportunity. They'll often be at like the merch booth or something. I remember the first time I met my favorite drummer when I was younger, and I thought I was so cool. I thought I was so tough. I thought I was so sure of myself. And I pretty much walk up and I'm just like shaking, like, hi. You just don't know how you're going to react. And I think I'm a little bit better at that with practice, but imagine not only meeting your hero, but they look at you and say, oh, I know you. I love your work.
Wow.
That would be unbelievable. Think of the just genuine joy of both knowing someone else's greatness and feeling known.
Yeah.
And that's part of the relationship with God that's so brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. But when we think of his perfection, his greatness, his love, all these attributes, and that he is bent on
mm-hmm.
us sharing in it.
Yeah.
That means he has really, expectations is not the right word, but mm-hmm. he's got a really unbelievably high plan for us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest. It's why I think this meditation might be one of my favorites we've ever done, because of the many implications of just God's greatness.
Yeah.
And what that means for us and how we love others.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this relates, but I don't know if this is urban legend, but I think it's I think it's true of and I don't know if it was Alexander the Great or Constantine. I think it was Alexander the Great, where a beggar approached him and Alexander did something way overboard for the beggar.
Mm-hmm.
And the people around him said that you way overdid it giving to that beggar. And mm-hmm. he said, no, I don't give like a beggar. I give like a king.
Yeah.
And imagine what God, the creator of the universe, if that's how he is, mm-hmm. what he wants to do for us.
Yeah.
I think that we, in a sense, we suffer from pride, but not in the sense of thinking too much of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We think too little of ourselves.
And a lot of pride is trying to make up for this, like how little we think of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we feel like we have to do so much to be worth something.
Whereas God wants to do something so phenomenal for us, it's almost as if we can't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think that I've got to stop thinking about God in terms of the way I act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But start thinking about how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then just opening up to receive him.
Exactly. I think when we understand his greatness as well as we possibly can, it helps us to better place our own potential for greatness as a reflection of his.
Yeah.
And just as that, because if you understand that scale that we set in that, I think, second or third point, then you understand no matter how hard you try by your own efforts, you're not going to in any sense reach that scale except by reflecting.
Yeah, just receiving.
The greatest good. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is beyond comprehension, imagination, what God wants to do for us, is doing for us, yet we're going to experience it.
Mm.
And that's something worth looking forward to. That's something to give us hope. What a great feast day, the Feast of the Transfiguration.
Yeah, you really knocked it out of the park with this meditation.
We really should celebrate this day. So make it a celebration. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.